Welcome to the Next Talk podcast, where we share real stories and practical advice for parenting the digital world.
We're your hosts, Mandy and Kim. Mandy is an award-winning author and the founder of Next Talk. And I'm the director of Next Talk, a nonprofit organization created to strengthen families through open communication. You can check out all of our resources at nexttalk.org.
We're wives, moms, and friends, tackling culturally relevant topics from a Christian perspective. We're sharing what we've learned and where we've failed. We're so glad you're here for this conversation. So I got asked a question at an event, and I think it's a good one for our show, Kim. Should I wait until this certain age to give a phone? And you can kind of say this anyway. Should I wait to a certain age to give social media? Should I wait to for a certain age to give a phone? Like, how do you feel about that? That was the question posed to me. And I have so many thoughts on this.
Yes. You know, I remember you and I even talking about this. A mom who I just adore approached me about this kind of idea of waiting till a certain age. And I also have many thoughts on this, good and bad, just different perspectives to take into consideration.
So let's dive into this. I want to dive right into this. We got busy parents all over the place and they're like, okay, here's the question. What's the answer? The first thing I want to say is I love the intention behind this. I love it because we are giving kids phones and social media too early before they're ready for it. So I love the intention of the mission behind these statements, you know, wait until this certain age or whatever. I'm all on board with it. I also think, though, we have to really hone in and think about what it does to the relationship under different situations. Because here's the thing. Not everything's black and white. Not every kid is ready at the same age for a phone or ready at the same age for social media. So, you know, these statements are great. And I agree. We need to delay. Like, we should not be giving kids phones and social media before they're ready. But let me just put this situation out there for you. What if you're hard-nosed and you're saying, I'm not giving my kid a phone till this date, right? Till this age. But what if your kid is super responsible? They've earned it. They're telling you what's happening in their friend group. You know, they're using your phone to group text. And when anybody steps out of line, they're telling you before you see it. Like, they're doing, your kid is doing all the right things. And maybe they're playing a club sport where they're traveling a little bit with their team and you're not always with them. You know, they're on a bus. And so there is kind of a need to stay in touch with your kid, but you're going to say, nope, not until you've reached this age. Nope. Mm-hmm. To me, that's going to hurt the relationship because then it's like your kid is learning, I just have to turn this age instead of I have to be trustworthy. And that's where I really, the rub for me is I kind of like cringe a little bit. What are your thoughts on this? Tell me what you're, I mean, I have more thoughts, but that's my original, like how I answered it at the event.
Well, I agree with this mom that said it's, you know, there's some catchy statements out there and it creates that tone of delay, which is what you're saying. And I agree with too. Delay. We don't want to, I mean, I'm looking around at parents who are giving their kids phones in second and third grade now. And I just feel like that kind of access is scary to me at that age. And so it's a huge conversation. And I think to me, that's the biggest thing. When we create a rule, and the rule is just a rule because it sounds good or we like it or it makes us feel safe, we miss out on all the life lessons and the conversations that can replace a rule. And so for me, I have three different kids. It's like they're from three different planets. They mature in different areas at different levels, at different time frames. And if I created a rule for all three of them, which, as you know, it's important to be fair and transparent in your parenting when you have multiple kids. If I created this rule and said, okay, you know, we're not getting a phone until this age, or we're not dating until this age, or we're not doing this thing until this age, here's what I think would happen. First of all, we'd miss out on the conversations of here's how you earn this thing. And the life lessons that would come with that, that would affect so many areas of their life, which is what you said. And one of my kids might be ready at that time and another may not. And then what am I going to do? I said, this is the age. that puts me in the position of creating this rule and then backpedaling away from it, which I don't want to be in that position as a parent either. Yes, things change. Yes, we have to adjust and sometimes go with the flow. But on big things like that, especially kids, I mean, wanting their first phone, it's a huge thing. It's like for us wanting our first car because it means freedom. And they look forward to that. It means access to things outside of mom and dad. And it's huge. And they would be counting down the days. And then if I said, well, your brother was ready, but you're not. Oh my gosh, you're right. It would totally damage the relationship. So I feel like there's a lot of factors there in considering giving your kid a phone.
Well, I mean, yeah. You know, I say all the time, your kid has to earn the phone. Your kid has to earn social media. And you need to specify what earn means for you. You know, for us in our home, it was when things are happening in the locker room or at sleepovers or what, phones or not, if there's something that's new and different happening, words or philosophies being exchanged or bullying or, you know, any kind of violence or any language that you're like, I don't know if this is okay. All of those things have to be communicated to me. And once you start doing that, basically you're telling me what's going on in your world with your friend group on the bus, at the lunch table. Once you start doing that, you're proving to me that you can have all this information, but that you have a safe place to process it with, which is, you know, our family, mom and dad kind of thing. So I do tend to agree that maybe now if you do a both and, I love both ands. So if you do, I'm going to wait until this age, and these are the things you have to demonstrate to me. Maybe that would work. I would be way more on board with it. But I think it's the same thing in my mind as monitoring software. It's the same kind of concept. So many times we'll download a program and pay $9.99 a month, and then we'll take the hands off the wheel and we won't do anything else. Now, if you do the monitoring and the conversations and expectations, that's beautiful. But I think in our human nature, we get into these, we'll wait until this grade, or we're going to do this. And then we don't really engage in the hard conversations where the life lessons happen in life. And that's what I don't want us to miss out on here.
Yeah, I think we're definitely on the same page with this one, that it is a conversation about expectations. It's building that relationship with your kid, which I think is one of the best parts of this. When you're laying out all these guidelines and preparing them for this huge step, like a phone, like driving, like dating, all of those things. If you have those conversations where you're laying out all these things, it creates more conversation. Here's where you're struggling. Here's where I'm struggling. How can we change that? What can we do differently? I think it sets up an environment for a closer relationship when it's not a deadline, but a conversation. It's an expectation of we're going to grow in this together until you're ready for this thing. And I love that idea because I think that will help them in their relationships when they get older. I think it just gives them a template for life.
I think you're right. And there's something about this character building that happens when they know they've earned it. I mean, I remember the look on my kids' faces when I said, you've earned Instagram or you've earned this privilege. And it was like, I've done all the right things. You know, it's that building up of our kids in saying to them, this is the behavior. What you're doing is good. I want more of this. Yes. It's like that positive, such a simple concept, right? That positive reinforcement. But if we don't have that, then we miss all of that. And it's just, okay, 13th birthday, check. You get this. Again, if you do the both and, I think it's great. One of the things too that I think you need to be really careful of, and I think this is the intention behind that wait until the whatever, is we don't want parents falling into peer pressure. And I do see that. And I do see the heart behind those movements. And I am 100% on board with all of those. So I'm totally in agreement with that. Parents, you know, you cannot just give your kid a phone because everybody has a phone. And if your kid is not ready, your kid is not ready. Now, if your kid is older and they're not ready, you do have to realize that a lot of their peers are talking through DM, direct messaging, or, you know, through social media. They're communicating more on that. There is a reality that you have to understand. That doesn't mean that you have to fall to peer pressure and get your kid a phone, but you do, I think, have to be very sympathetic to your kid, because if they're older and they're not ready, you know, they've been lying to you, they've been sneaky, and you're trying to break out of all these bad habits before you take this next step. I mean, again, that's a life lesson and a lot of conversations in there, because they need to know, what do I need to do to earn this privilege? And you need to communicate that to them.
I'm so glad you said that about being sympathetic. That is something I've noticed as my kids have gotten older. It's so easy for parents, myself included, to be like, well, because that's what's best for you. And this makes sense. And we're going to do this because I said so. It's so much easier to do that. But when I put myself in their shoes and I really understand what they're going through in their culture and their community, and we know that they're digital natives, we know that. We know this is their world. This is where they do everything. When I put myself in their place and I think about when I was a kid and I felt left out, what that felt like, and I can say that to them, hey, I know this doesn't feel good. This is not something that's easy. I'm not trying to say that. What I am trying to say is, it's my job to guide and protect you. And here are some things and some reasons why we're making this decision. But I want to work with you on moving towards this goal that you have. It just changes the whole relationship and the whole conversation, because they understand the why behind the decision. They feel like, okay, mom really does see me. She's not just flippantly making this decision because it works for her or she's scared, but she's seeing me and she wants to help me get to this place I want to be. And there's, you know, very few things that can draw you closer to your kid than that kind of a conversation. And so I think that's really wise what you said about being empathetic or sympathetic with our kids.
It's just really important. You need to hear them. You need to listen to them. That doesn't mean we're going to fall to peer pressure and say, okay, I'm going to give in. You've made your case. But they need to be heard. And that's like a respect thing. I mean, they're a human being. You would hear your husband out if he wanted to sell the house and buy an RV and move across the country, even though you didn't want to. You would hear him out. You would hear him out, right?
And then you would be like,
And then you would talk about the pros and cons. And then this is the same kind of thing. Like, give your kids that kind of respect. And I've even seen them respect me more because I'm giving them respect, you know, and I don't have to demand it or say, I'm the parent, you're going to respect me, or call me yes, ma'am, or what. I don't have to do any of that. I hear you. I understand. I can see why you feel left out. But do you remember when you lied to me about this and this? Like, these things are showing me that you're not ready, and I have to be able to trust you, because this is a big step. You know, it's like that kind of conversation that needs to happen from this. And by just saying, wait until this age, I'm afraid we're going to miss all that.
And that's really the bottom line, is we don't want you to miss out on the conversation, the life building skills, the opportunity for your kid to feel like, I worked really hard and this was my reward, and to make that connection of action and the character building, to be able to do all of that and to see the fruit of that. That's such a good thing for our kids. And on the parent side, something that I've really realized, especially with my more analytical kid, is they need a clear path. And so when it comes to things, especially that are important to them, this is not one of those areas, if you decide, you know, not to pick a date or an age, but to kind of walk through it like we're explaining, give them a really clear path. It can't be wishy-washy, like, we'll see when you get there. That is not what we're talking about. We're saying, these are the things that we're looking for in you. And when we see those things, those character traits and those actions over and over again, that's when it will be the appropriate time. And so be detailed, give them examples, make sure you're checking in with them and telling them when they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. That clear path is so important.
It's not a black and white here. You know, these wait until whatever age, they're good. I see the intention behind them.
Yeah.
The heart is good. But just like the monitoring software, that is great. You know, restrictions are good. Parental controls are good. But it's not the solution. You can't do that and take your hands off the wheel and then miss all this other stuff. And so that's kind of what we wanted you to see with this show. And that's why we thought it was important to tackle it. And man, this mom that asked this question at the event, she was spot on. This was a great question. I'm glad she brought it to us. And if you have a question and you're like, I want to send it in, go to our website, nexttalk.org, click on parent support, go to podcast and fill out that form. Send us your question. That comes right to Kim and I, and we will dig in and either email you back or maybe even do a show by your question.
Thank you so much for joining us, listening, and sharing our podcast. Because of you, this show is in the top 5% of over 2.9 million podcasts.
We have lots of resources for you, from counseling to live events. Or if you have a show idea or a question for our team, visit our website at nexttalk.org. We'd love to hear from you.
At Next Talk, we're more than cyber parenting. It's conversations to connect.
This podcast is not intended to replace the advice of a trained healthcare or legal professional or to diagnose, treat, or otherwise render expert advice regarding any type of medical, psychological, or legal problem. Listeners are advised to consult a qualified expert for treatment.